Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 75 to 80. It'll be cloudy on Saturday with some drizzle, mid-60s. And Sunday, cloudy with some mist or drizzle, 65 to 70. We'll check that forecast in just a few minutes. Connecticut Governor Lamont disclosed that the state is prepared now to pay for weekly COVID-19 tests for eligible state employees who choose testing over vaccination. The move represents a change from previously announced policy that the state would pay for 4 weeks of testing, but then the executive branch workers would have to pay for continued weekly tests. In Bethel, Lamont said free testing will be part of an agreement concerning the vaccine or testing mandate that he expects his administration and the state employees bargaining agent coalition to conclude in the next couple of days. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, COVID cases reported since the beginning of the pandemic was up 377 since Tuesday, but the state's positivity rate in Connecticut has fallen back under 2%. Data on COVID-19 associated deaths is updated every Thursday in the state. And as of Thursday, 53 new COVID associated deaths were reported, bringing the total so far since the beginning of the pandemic to 8,629. Some rural New York counties face higher COVID-19 risks, and the governor is blaming low vaccinations and low mask use. In some cases, the state recounted the places where vaccine holdouts to family members after they've placed on breathing machines. The medical realizations are unfolding at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations spiked in some upstate New York counties, despite plunging infections in other communities, including New York City and parts of the Hudson Valley. Butch Anderson was laid to rest yesterday with a service. There's another service today. Dutchess residents and police gathered yesterday to bid farewell to the sheriff. A clang of horseshoes against pavement from the mounted police, followed by the roar of motorcycle engines from motorcycles. Finally, the slow and steady rhythm of footsteps as members of the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office trailed the hearse carrying the late Butch Anderson following his lead one last time. The procession led to the convention center, where the Dutchess sheriff of nearly 23 years was honored in front of thousands at a funeral ceremony yesterday following his death, a larger-than-life procession for a larger-than-life personality. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County has flu vaccines scheduled today. Falls Village Senior Center at 107 Main Street in Falls Village, 10:30 to 12:30. And after that, coming up on Friday, the 8th at North Canaan Town Hall, that will be from 2 until 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Commission has a meeting that is coming up at 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Commission is having a meeting at 6:15 p.m. In Hillsdale, a special budget meeting at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Ankrum, New York, Planning Board meeting meet at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In North Canaan on Friday, a flu clinic will be held at the North Canaan Town Hall from 2 to 4. Community Development Corporation in South Berkshire will host a virtual screening of Citizen Jane, Battle for the City on Friday at 7 p.m. More information at cdcsb.org/2021/filmfundraiser. Now, coming up on Saturday at the Torrington Middle School from 9 to 2 will be a Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day. You must have a ticket to the event from your town hall. That ticket is free to obtain. Coming up on Saturday, the Copaic Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County will hold their monthly members meeting. It runs from 9 to 10 at the Grange Hall. An art exhibition, Flora and Fauna, Lily Woodworth and Alan Blagden, opens up on Saturday and runs through September 24th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. On Saturday, the Ankrum Fire Company has their lobster and beef barbecue, 3 to 6 p.m., $35 a meal, takeout only. Pick up at the Ankrum Firehouse. Lobster, clams, barbecue, beef, corn on the cob, potato roll, and ice cream. Reservations at 518-329-3430. Hillsdale Pumpkin Festival and Scarecrow Contest with fun activities for the family will be held Saturday, 11 to 4 on Route 23 throughout the hamlet. Facebook.com/Hillsdale New York Pumpkin Festival for more information. Music in the Nave returns with Steve Katz in concert in Kent. Song, stories, wine, and cheese at the Autumn Twilight Performance on Saturday at 5 p.m. at St. Andrew's Parish. More information is available from the website at St. Andrew's Parish. The 10th Annual Brewski Fest returns to Salisbury at the Satry Hill Ski Jump Site on Sunday, October 10th. Music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and all the 30 craft breweries offering visitors over 200 examples of their best brews. This has been going on for the past 10 years. Now, the Steve Dunn Band will also provide live music. Tickets are available at $30 per person in advance or $35 at the door. Advance tickets are available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in North Canaan and Ledgewood Spirit Shop in Winstead. Proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefit Swass's youth skiing program. More information at brewskifest.com. In Stockbridge, the Grange is having a takeout dinner from 1 till 2 on Sunday at the Grange Hall, Church Street. Roast pork dinner includes apple or chocolate cream pies for dessert. $14 donation. Orders must be placed by Thursday the 7th. Call 413-243-1298 or 413-443-4352. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,416.99, the NASDAQ at 14,501.91, and the S&P 500 at 4,363.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.